Can you explain why you believe teaching children stories of heaven and hell is a child abuse?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. The old Jesuit saying, give me a child until you're seven, I'll give you the man. We all know from neuroscience that the neuroplasticity of a child up to the age of about 10 or 11 is the brain is very malleable. So if you're pouring in stories, it starts off really with the whole Santa Claus thing and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. Kids really enjoy that. But look, it's a very, very small step then to start to induce into children the fact that there is an almighty God. You're born in sin. You're born as a sinner. And it goes back to this whole thing about the fall in the alleged Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And so ordinary religious people we have no problem with. People who have their faith, which is personal and private, yes, believe what you like. The problem that we have, as not all atheists, but those who choose to be active, are the fundamentalists, the evangelicals, the 34% of Australians who believe that the whole Bible, and that includes Genesis, is the inerrant word of God. And it's nonsense.
What should we do then if you think it is child abuse? What should we do?
Well, the first thing to do is to stop religion in all school. One of the problems here, David, is I don't know whether you know this, but all the volunteers that go into schools, and particularly public schools around the country, the volunteers come from evangelical organisations. Mm. They make no bones of the fact that they want to make Aussie kids children of Christ. So it's really this whole approach to ramming that religion down kids' throats, which is really so wrong. And the same thing, of course, happens in all the religious schools. Almost 40% of secondary students go to private religious schools.
That's the voice of Brian Morris, director of, it's an organisation that you set up, I think, Plain Reason.
I did.
And author of a book called From Sacred to Secular. Let's go to Jeff in McLaren Vale. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hi, guys. Teaching kids about God is not child abuse because we believe all that to be true. So you don't, we do. We don't see it as child abuse at all.
Okay. Jeff, thank you for your thoughts. Brian, what do you say to Jeff?
If you want your children to believe in God and follow your own beliefs, then do it in your own time. Take them to Sunday school. Take them to church. School is for teaching kids how to face the world. They need a good education. And wasting time on teaching them supernatural beliefs is really not a good idea.
Does any good come from religion at all?
Look, of course, some of the charities do extremely good work. But we have to remember of the 60,000 charities in Australia, only 40% of them are religious.
Yeah.
The other 60% are secular charities that do equally good work, but it's the big religious organisations that get most of the media coverage. And back to this whole thing that I'm not terribly happy with the segment you've been running. It's not really that so much. It's really balance and even time.
Yeah.
But ABC itself, I mean, you run 8 religious programs. Mm. You have no program at all which allows us secular people, rationalists, atheists, to discuss the broad range of social issues that are impinged by, in one way or another, by religion.
Carlene is called. Hello, Carlene.
This is all your opinion. How do you know God is supernatural?
The truth is that there is no definitive evidence either way. You can't prove there's a God, and we can't prove definitively there is not. However, from the atheist point of view, from the secular point of view, there is a fair amount of material and circumstantial evidence to say almost possibly there is not. So we don't really waste a lot of time on that issue. It's really a course of organised religion, which follows one God or another, and there are the 4,000 religions in the world today. They can't all be right. They can't all be right. So our view is that they're probably all wrong.
Mm.
And so we've really got to look at the issues that some of these large religions, Catholic Church, Anglicans, well, we've just gone through the whole thing of the Royal Commission with abuse into to children. what sort of effect do these large organisations have, including the new ones like Hillsong and all these charismatic churches? What's the impact they have on society? And as I say, it really comes down to the four issues of critical thinking, the denial of science, education, and of course politics, which of course is a minefield at the moment and which is really heavily dominated at the moment by religion. I mean, for the last 4 years, we've been having this whole thing about this freedom religion debate and getting into the Ruddock Review, and the Parliament at the moment being unable to decide whether it's a good or bad idea for religious schools to expel kids who are LGBTI.
Unga, hello, Graham.
Oh, good morning. Look, a couple of things. Your guest seems obsessed with being anti-Christian. And the other thing is I spent quite a lot of time in Africa, and the whole time I was there, I didn't see one hospital that was run by atheists.
Graham, thank you for your call. Brian.
The reason that we focus on Christianity here is because Australia claims to be a Christian nation. Well, that's really not true. I mean, the problem that we really have is the census each 5 years, the Australian Bureau of Statistics at each census, Quenches 19, asks the question, what is your religion? Now, you can line up 100 psychologists and they would all tell you that that is a closed question. It's a loaded question, which really drives people towards this whole concept of, well, I must therefore record the religion of my birth. How was I brought up? Was it Catholic? Was it Anglican? And they tick the box. We know from anecdotal evidence across all the states that a lot of people simply will tick a Christian box simply because that was their upbringing. Mm. But from the age of, 12 or 15, 20, whatever it might be, they've ceased to follow that religion.
Now, you're getting an awful lot of support on our text line. A lot of people think that Brian Morris is speaking good sense here. One person says, Steve from Hillbank. Hello, David. Most faiths seem to rely on brainwashing children. It should be illegal. Now, Steve's picking up on an interesting point, isn't it? Because if it is a form of child abuse, well, the obvious thing to do would be to just say, look, you can't teach it in state schools. That's the first thing. There's no place for religion in state schools. And that argument was had a long time ago. It's interesting that it rears its head again from time to time. Doesn't it follow then that the state should be interested in what's being taught in the home? How do you balance that one?
Yeah, well, it's very easy, David. The ICCPR, which is an international covenant, which in short says people can really believe what they like. There should be freedom of belief.
Yeah, but this is children.
But part four of Article 18 makes it really clear that parents are quite entitled within their own family circle to educate children in their own belief. There's nothing really you can do about that. But where you can draw the line is when you start getting evangelicals in public schools that trying to indoctrinate children in one religion or another. That should not really be the case.
So you're saying we've just got to be practical here, that is, look, it isn't a form of abuse. I mean, if it's an abuse to do it in a school, it's an abuse to do it in a home. But you've got to be practical.
That's something that then for legal eagles to really worry about. But I extend the argument even further, David. Yeah. It's also true of religious schools. I mean, as I say, 40% of Australian kids go to religious schools. They can teach religion there if they wish, but not with public money. Not with public money. $16 billion a year. And we know there are over 250 schools that actually teach creationism. The earth is 6,000 years old. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Noah built a big wooden boat to house all the animals. Absolute crazy that they still teach that stuff.
Brian, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Brian Morris, director of an organisation called Plain Reason and author of From Sacred to Secular.